Okay, and now we're joined by Canucks defenseman Jet Wu. Once again, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll take our first one now from Brendan Batchelor.
Hey, Jet, thanks for doing this. I'm just wondering, obviously, everything's been so different throughout the pandemic, but you do have a season of professional hockey under your belt now. So what did you take away the most from your experience in Utica last year?
I would say probably just the experience of being around the older guys, being able to play a pro game. I think with the help of the teammates and the coaching staff there in Utica, it made it a lot easier to kind of go into that pro lifestyle, that pro game. So that, you know, obviously kind of like you said, it was kind of different with, you know, the fans going through COVID and everything, but it was a great experience. I know all of us young guys that were there had a great experience there.
How was your summer of training? And as you head into this season, what area of your game are you looking to progress and develop the most, would you say?
Summer was good. I'm very healthy and confident in my game right now. I think the biggest thing would be to continue to get my reps and my experience at that level. And then kind of obviously with, you know, getting my speed and my strength, things like that, as well as working on, you know, going back for pucks quick, moving pucks quick out, just the staples of my game to kind of work on that as well.
Next up, we'll go to Ben Kuzma. Kuz, go ahead.
Hey, Jet, thanks for doing this. A couple from me. Our rookie season at the pro level in Utica could be challenging on a lot of different fronts, from COVID and everything you guys had to go through in a different kind of season. You know, the coaches can tell you whatever they're going to tell you, Jet, but what did it mean to pair with Jack Rathbone when he was down there? You guys looked like you had some real good chemistry going, really complimented at each other. What does that mean to you to be able to not only play with a guy like that, but can see where your game is going and what that might mean in the future?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I know I talked with him the other day about it, but I think it just showed how much chemistry we had off the ice as well. I think getting to know him like that, and as well as all the other guys, but it was a lot of fun. I think our games complemented each other's a lot.
You know, you've been around Vancouver enough to know that this is a melting pot of cultures. And being of Chinese descent, I know you're very proud of that. I know your father played in the Western Hockey League as well. But we also live in a different kind of world right now with racism and things of that nature. How wary are you of that, Jed? And how much would you like to work within the Chinese community to make them understand who you are, you understand who they are, and kind of work together in that respect?
Yeah, I think... you know, I didn't really think about it too much until I know getting drafted to Vancouver, kind of like what you said with, you know, the diversity here. It's really exciting for me and my family. I know we've gotten a lot of love and support from this community and from everyone else. So I'm looking forward to kind of getting with that and to continue on, you know, this road that I'm on.
Next question comes from Rob Williams.
Hey, Jet, with the move to Abbotsford this year, how much are you looking forward to kind of being in this, you know, being in the same area with all these rabid Canucks fans? You know, you're going to get recognized going to the grocery store, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. You know, I didn't get to have that full experience in Utica, but to kind of come here and to be around kind of like what you said with all these, you know, Canucks fans. Just reminds me kind of when I was in junior in Calgary and being able to practice out of the Saddle Dome with the Flames and seeing them all the time and having that Calgary fan base over there as well. So I'm really excited to be, you know, part of Abbotsford and to get things started over there.
And what about just, you know, having the opportunity beginning preseason, just having fans in the building after a year, you know, of empty arenas? Are you looking forward to, what are you looking most forward to about that?
Yeah, no, that should be fun. I know at the end of the season in Utica, we started to get a few more fans in the building, and honestly, it felt kind of weird at that point. Just, you know, there'd be, you know, early on in the season, there'd be a goal or a fight or whatever it was quiet in the building. And then by the end of it, you hear kind of, you know, cheers in the crowd. So it should be, pretty exciting. And I know we're all looking forward to that.
Next up, we'll go to Jeff Patterson.
Hey, Jet, I'm just curious about personal confidence level. Like when you think back to the first prospects camp that you came to, probably wide-eyed, you know, first time you skated at Rogers Arena and those types of things to where you are now, a few years older, a few of these under your belt, like how much more confident and comfortable do you feel in this surrounding?
I'd say it's grown a lot. I was just telling someone the other day, I think this is my third or fourth camp. I've been able to kind of learn a lot more with, from the teammates, the staff, the coaches, and kind of, I guess what they expect from me and how we're supposed to, act around the building and away from the building. So, it's every year has been a great year. And, I know this one is no different, and we're here to play hockey and we're here to do well.
Along those lines, like just as you mature and you make the jump to the pro level, how does your summer and sort of workout and training routine, how does that change or did it?
I think this year was just, I kind of want to focus more on what the team had talked to me at the end of the year, just, getting a little quicker and faster, because moving into that pro game is just, just that much quicker and faster. So I think for that, as well as my strength and it was kind of the biggest things. I know on the ice was just getting to, go back for pucks and moving them quick and kind of the staples of that. So nothing changed too much. Just, I guess being able to do it a little bit more, it was what we wanted to do.
Our next question comes from Carol Schramm.
Hi, Jet. Welcome back for another season. Early in the Ryan Johnson conversation, he mentioned that you played on both sides in Utica last year. And I was wondering if you had done that before, and if you hadn't, what that process was like and what you think about where you'd like to line up this season.
Yeah, no, I know growing up, my dad coached me through a few years of hockey, so I think one of the biggest things that he wanted me to do is be able to play both sides, be able to hold and be confident on both sides with the puck. So I think I did it a few times in junior as well, and I was very confident with it in Utica. So once we got to the point where some of the defensemen were hurt or we were low on numbers, I wanted to make it clear to the coaching staff that I was able and very confident to play both sides. And I think that's kind of where it showed up.
Great. And last year you had the opportunity to play with your Calgary Hitman teammate, Carson Fogt, in Utica as well. What can you tell us about the kind of year that he had and how nice it is to sort of be able to have somebody that you've been along this journey with alongside you?
Yeah, no, it was definitely a lot easier to kind of integrate into a culture like that with someone that I already know of, and I know even before Calgary we played a few tournaments together as well. So to have someone like that to go through and share memories with, I know we both had a great time, and we both learned a lot from last season.
We'll take two more for Jet Wu. First up is Daniel Wagner.
Jet, heading into Abbotsford, there's an opportunity to kind of introduce a new team to the fan base. Is there a level of excitement for kind of setting the tone and establishing who the Abbotsford Canucks are?
Yeah, I think so. I know right now I haven't really thought about that too much. I'm just here in training camp trying to, make Vancouver first. But I think definitely when any time I've gotten to be a part of a new team or gone into a new organization, there's always that with me anyway. So I know that anyone that's going to be part of that organization is going to have a good time. I know we're all pretty excited for that to happen.
And you just touched on it at the start of this. You obviously have your eyes, your goal, long-term goal is to play in the NHL. What are your short-term goals for this season to take that next step to be ready to play in the NHL for the Canucks?
I think for me, it's just to keep getting those reps, to keep with the experience, the game speed. I know last year we only played, I think it was 28 games, so not a full season. So I think for me, just to keep getting those game-like experiences and to take that into practice is in the same way. So I think that's kind of what I want.
And lastly, we'll take a question from Chris Faber. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Jet. You made your debut last year in the AHL as a pro, and I think someone who plays the way that you kind of play, it might be a struggle to jump up from junior to play pro. You want to be physical. You want to be able to get into all the scrums and really play your game. And I remember early on in the season, Lukas Jastrzik took a big hit at center ice, and you were the first guy in there face washing. And I know the clip went around Canucks Twitter quite a bit. But is that something that you were kind of happy with your own game, that you were able to kind of just, you know, be the player that you were in junior, but jump into the AHL and do that?
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't say I'm more of a gooner or any of those things, but I'm definitely not going to let someone push around one of my players or do anything like that. So you know, I'm not a player that's going to shy away from that. And I think that's just always been part of my game. And whether it's pro or not, I think I'll always kind of have that.
And how much did it help having guys like Cole Lynn and Jonah Gadjevich, who made that jump just a couple of years before you, from junior to the AHL?
Yeah, it was nice. And, you know, to especially like Lindy in that case, kind of knowing him before Utica, kind of in the Western League, I think made it a lot easier and to kind of see how he did. And for those guys to get called up at the end of the year with Locks and, you know, Rath at the end of the year, it was exciting for all of us. And you know, we cheered them on for that. So to have guys like that with some experience to kind of teach me and the other guys, it made it a lot easier.
Okay, thanks, Jet, for your time. We'll leave it there. We'll take another quick break, and we'll be back with Victor Pearson.